Welcome to Charm and Curiosity. This is a podcast. I've been thinking about this idea of mental fitness. I've been thinking basically, what if Nike was more of a mental brand instead of a physical brand? And this idea kind of came from K-Swiss's recent brand direction, and where they're trying to make shoes for people in Silicon Valley, people doing startups, people who are entrepreneurs, and that's the direction they're taking their brand, because they're talking about how Nike has the market share for athletes, Adidas has the market share for like cool right now in terms of shoes, and they're trying to take the market share for Silicon Valley and entrepreneurs, and they're getting out of the game of competing with Nike or Adidas. And so it made me think, what if there was a brand that was about mental fitness? Like, what if Nike had a mental fitness line? Not what types of shoes would they make, but what would they classify as mental fitness? And so that's something I want to explore today. I want to talk about it. It's actually part of the rebranding that I'm doing where I work. And I'm trying to integrate this idea of mental fitness and develop it. So hopefully you can come with me on that journey. Mental fitness is learning for the sake of learning. What I mean by learning for the sake of learning is, oftentimes we use the phrase, especially in my work in student affairs, we use the phrase lifelong learner or lifelong learning. And essentially that means that you build this habit of learning. And my thought on that is that, yeah, that's definitely true. I think sometimes we forget that lifelong learning is learning with a purpose. So you take a new job as an accountant and you actually go and do the research on your own to get more proficient in something like Quicken if you've never used it or something like that. Mental fitness is learning for the sake of learning, and learning just to improve your communication skills, your wit, your ability to enter into a state of flow, your emotional levels, and how you react to things, and your perspective and the way you see the world. And I think mental fitness is in direct combat with mental health issues. So I definitely think the mindfulness space, the yoga space, the meditation space, these are going to break out huge. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Silicon Valley apps, clothing brands, all of this, eventually this is going to break out into the culture. And what I mean by the culture is, I mean kind of street culture. What really dictates, you know, pop culture right now. Because I feel like more and more people are comfortable talking about mental health. More and more musicians are opening up about their personal lives in early albums, even in their first album. And so I think, man, this is gonna be something major. I think it's better, because I think we all need a little bit more self-reflection and less external criticism of other people. So this is going to be an amazing ride, and I think mental fitness is a concept that I want to develop in my work, and it's something that I want to kind of leave my mark with. So it should be interesting going forward, and I think this is an element that everybody should be paying attention to.